Chicago, it's no mystery that Chevy is your best bet for the unpredictable spring ahead. The snow and ice may be gone, but the spring plot thickens at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the true MO of SUVs. If you're thinking about taking all the twists and turns in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to see which one you can identify. And don't worry, they can't see you behind the glass. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to solve the case like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate your nearest Chevy dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guaranteed to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call it 664 Seasons.
Now, the men's room wants to know, who sucks less?
Yay, time for Who Sucks Less. Here to Thrill Hill, you bring us three stories each and every week. They all suck. It's up to us to determine, out of these three stories, which one sucks the least. Now, if you happen to like KISW on Facebook or you follow us on X and Instagram at Men's Room Live, the debate is already underway on Who Sucks Less.
Yes, indeed. And as always, I bring you three stories. I'll start with this one that you might remember earlier this year. Our very own Mike Hawk brought us this one. They say finding out that your pilot was just arrested for DUI moments before you were set to take off is not news that any airline passenger wants to hear. Yet here we are with the story of Southwest Airlines Flight 3772. A TSA officer at the Savannah Hilton Head International Airport in Georgia smelled booze on 52-year-old pilot David Alsop and informed law enforcement. He proceeded to board the plane before it took off for its early morning flight to Chicago, and they had to remove him from the aircraft. Passenger Robert Newmerch, he said, quote, "We felt the plane moving away, then it just stopped. Saw a police officer enter the plane, go into the cockpit. They got off the plane, then a few minutes later, come back, and this time the pilot left with him." Now, per the FAA, pilots obviously are not allowed to drink while they're flying a plane, but they're not allowed to consume alcohol within 8 hours of piloting a flight, or if their blood alcohol level is 0.04 or higher. Quote, "We're aware of a situation involving an employee on Flight 3772 this morning from Savannah." That, of course, coming from the airline. They noted that Alsop had been removed from duty and the customers on the plane were booked to other flights. So all these people had their flights delayed, and the one passenger was saying, "Man, I ended up canceling my trip altogether." To see that and know that that is why they took this guy off the plane, I did not want to fly to Midway this morning. It left a pit in my stomach. By the way, the guy, he was arrested and released on $3,500 bond. But yeah, they were actually taxiing on the runway. And they find out, like, dude is hammered. Maybe don't let him. Now we go to China, where a company has come under fire for installing surveillance cameras in the bathroom to see which employees spent, quote, "too much time on bathroom breaks," and then posting the offenders on a wall of shame. All right, so many Chinese companies, they've long been trying to discourage workers from spending too much time in the bathroom by various means, like installing countdown timers in bathroom stalls or limiting bathroom breaks to one per day. But this tech company took things a little further by installing hidden surveillance cameras into its restrooms to monitor employees' activity and then shaming those who wasted too much time in there by posting screenshots of them for everyone to see. Now, a spokesman at the company, the Lixon Electroacoustic Technology Company, they admitted that employees were surveilled in company restroom, but claimed that the measure was meant to discourage time wasting during work hours. Well, naturally, when news of this got out, it became rather controversial when how China wants to deal with bathroom breaks. So one of the problems was, one of the people that they posted up there for spending too much time, he was constipated. He's like, I was not in there wasting time. I was in there trying to poop. But nevertheless, they take a picture of him. And keep in mind, the screenshot they use is you in the bathroom.
So you're in the stall.
You're in the stall. Okay. The camera is on you. So they said, like, look, some people are in there choking down cigarettes or playing on their phone. But this guy that ended up on the wall of shame is like, I couldn't poop. Thank you for videoing me and then posting my picture for all to see.
Wow.
Now we go to India, where a woman stands accused of tricking her husband into selling his kidney on the black market to fund their daughter's education, only to then steal the money and run away with her lover.
Wow.
So the woman from West Bengal, she spent months trying to convince her husband to sell one of his kidneys in order to fund their daughter's higher education and arrange her marriage in the future. Although reluctant at first, the man eventually grew to believe that his sacrifice would improve the family's financial situation and secure his child's future. So he spent a year looking for a buyer on the black market, as selling human organs, as you might imagine, kind of illegal. But he finally found one about 3 months ago, and after going through the painful process, he entrusted the money for his kidney, which was $11,500. He entrusted that money to his wife, only to have her steal the money and elope with another man. The man learned that the real reason his wife had been pressuring him into selling his kidneys had nothing to do with the well-being of the child. So some time ago, apparently, she'd met a man from a different village through Facebook. The two of them became romantically involved. So she planned to abandon her family and move in with the lover, but she decided to squeeze every penny out of her husband. So she already planned on leaving him and her son to go live with this guy. But she's like, wait, before I do that, let me see if I can get some money. So after his wife's disappearance, along with the family savings, the man filed a complaint with the local police and tracked the woman down. Well, the husband, his 10-year-old daughter, and the parents, they all went to this village to confront her, the woman who had abandoned them. But she would not be swayed. Despite their pleas, the woman refused to unlock the door, even told her husband that he was free to do whatever he wanted and that she would soon be filing for divorce. But no criminal charges against her.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So those are your stories. You got the drunk pilot, which we have heard. It's just he was already taxiing down the runway. That's one.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We have the Chinese company who's installing the cameras in the bathrooms, hoping to cut down on people wasting time. But one of the guys who they posted his picture on the wall of shame just couldn't poop. And then finally, this woman in India who convinced her husband to sell his kidney on the black market, then took the money and ran off with her lover.
Okay. Well, the pilot's, in my mind, the worst. Because he put all those people's lives in danger if he would not have been caught.
That's the thing. He had to be caught.
How did
right?
he get...
And this is not the first time he's done this.
How did he get that far?
So... The way the story is, a TSA agent was like, I smell booze on this guy, and he seems drunk. But the pilot, he walks by, gets on the plane, does whatever pre-checks you have to do. The guy from the TSA contacted law enforcement, and I guess By the, I'm sure they radioed into the cockpit to talk to the co-pilot or whatever, but that's why he got that far.
All right, yeah, that was just my one question. Like, Jesus, seems like there should be a way to stop a drunk pilot before they start taxiing.
Yeah.
The guy that lost a kidney, he should, in theory, be okay. The problem is,
I mean, physically, he's only got one now.
Right, he does have one kidney, but in theory...
He's now a single dad.
Yeah, he is all those things. But the good news is he's not married to that woman anymore, even though she took his $11,000.
Mm-hmm.
And he no longer has a kidney. I think that sucks the second most. So I'm going to have to go with a company in China that filmed the employees going number two.
Yeah.
Just to see who was wasting time.
If you're going,
in the bathroom.
Some of them were wasting time and doing nothing. This one poor guy got his face up there. I don't know how long he was on the toilet, but long enough. Again, you're surveilling it. You know what he's doing.
I'm not agreeing with the policy.
Yeah,
I'm just
yeah.
saying out of the three stories, that one seems to not be the worst.
And he's constipated. But also, it goes the other way sometimes, right? Like, what, I don't know, you're coming down with a bug or something.
Oh, you're in and out of there in no time.
Or sometimes it's just hard. I would say the opposite. Sometimes you're like, oh, am I done? Nope, gotta keep going.
Yeah.
So in turn, you're sitting there for a while, but it's not like you're... It's like you're wasting time on purpose.
Right.
And I guess if you saw a video of somebody smoking a cig, but like...
Sure.
I don't know. I'd have a hard time, like... It just seems like that one does suck. But, Miles, I don't know that I could disagree with you. I almost want to say the woman in India sucks the least only because, to me, there's no charges, right?
No.
That's just legal.
I guess, because the only person, based on the law there, that broke the law is actually the husband.
For selling an illegal kidney on the black market.
Right. He sold his kidney on the black market. I don't think they're going to press charges against him just based on the circumstance, but I think they're like, look, man... If your wife leaves you, she leaves you. She didn't really steal the money. You mm-hmm. gave it to her. She duped you, right? And then she abandoned her kid. Like, she's not awesome, but there's nothing illegal here. Except for the thing that you did.
I mean, she's just a terrible human being.
Yes, I would agree with that wholeheartedly. But somehow did not break any laws.
Yeah, I mean, I guess. Yeah, that one just seems crazy. Also, yeah, I mean, I don't know... This guy is too nice, or he's stupid.
Your kidney guy?
Yeah, because it's like, I got to get my kidney removed, and then I have to find my own place to fence it?
Right. Yeah, could you get your kidney cut out, and then you go to the black market, and you find someone to buy the kidney?
Right, if somebody came to me, and I was dumb enough, and they convinced me that they could sell my kidney, dude, get it out of there. I can get you, a mil and a half for it. Like, I'd be like, all right, well, you got to do the fencing.
Right.
Right? Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's my kidney. I don't
think
have
that was her whole plan, though. It was like, look, that way, if anything's illegal, if we get busted in the scheme at all, he's completely the fall guy.
Right. And now he's a single dad.
She's got no hands on it, right?
Yeah. Just a great human being, that woman.
Debate continues on Who Sucks Less if you follow KISW on Facebook and X and Instagram. Chow the Day is coming up at 5:08. You are listening to The Men's Room.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.